This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 105. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Masters is live, man. We'll give you guys a... What do you... First round recap. Jesus Christ.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah, lots to talk about. If you bet Tiger to make the cut, it's going to be a sweat tomorrow, right?
I don't think he's making it, to be honest.
And it's okay. So conditions were the best you could be, right? So many people were going under par today. I mean, look at the scores.
Well, what's crazy is the conditions were not as bad as everybody was.
No, I know. They were predicting. They were amazing today. This is where you shoot low. And he shot two over when you're supposed to shoot low today. I mean, you saw the scores. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the cut, unfortunately.
We've always said, like, the first two rounds, yeah, he'll play decent. But unfortunately, I don't think he's going to make the cut, too. You saw those low scores, unless he shoots the round of his life, which, I mean, this is – I don't know. Anyway, it's going to see him out there. I mean, tradition Brooksy, like any though. Other, right? Hey, Brooksy, man.
Brooksy.
You got to love to see it. Love to see it.
And to be honest, I mean, I love the Masters, but it's day one. And yes,
it's day one.
A lot happens in day one. This tournament is still not over.
Oh, to I know. Me, you saw the weather going this week. It's going to be shit show.
Exactly. Anything can happen. To me, the biggest story of the Masters is right now. And I got a question for you. You win the Masters. What's on your menu next year? What are you serving for the Masters dinner? Because everybody's giving Scotty some shit for this. They're calling it the Applebee's first page of the menu.
We know what Gerald's getting, right? Char the shit out of it.
Fatty cut. Fattiest cut you can get and char the hell shit out of it. Here's the thing. A lot of people are giving Scheffler shit for this menu.
I love the menu.
I'm fine with it.
What are we supposed to do here, man?
I'm fine with it.
I feel like I would choose the same. What are you supposed to choose? Little apps, little...
You can get it pretty much one of everything. I mean, he's paying for it.
I'll definitely go pasta.
He's picking up the tab.
I'll definitely go pasta, a little bit of steak, a little bit of chicken tenders. You got to throw in a salad with ranch.
Okay, see, I was thinking the same thing. You got to throw some kind of green in there, right?
Yeah, salad.
For me, I'm going traditional steakhouse. Apps, wedge salad, or French onion soup.
Baked potato for the boys. Baked potato.
Fatty ribeye.
Char
the shit out of it. Prime. Things gotta be prime, at least 2 inches thick. I'm going like 20-ounce ribeye.
Yeah, little tomahawk.
And you got your choice. Loaded baked potato, or you can go the little potato au gratin stack.
You can't go wrong. Or you can even, if you want to do mashed potatoes, you can have that choice too.
I'm taking the rib. People are talking trash. You know the internet trolls.
Yeah, I know. No one wins on the internet. Just like when it came down to the Angela Reese and what's her name? Angela Reese and dude, what are we doing?
Kaylin Clark.
Sorry, I should know her name. She was the face of the.
What are we doing here? Why does everyone points of the damn tournament?
Why does everyone care, bro? Everyone just wants the, and then they make it about race. We live in a world. It's so dumb.
Back to Masters.
Tiger, I mean, it's great to see him out there. It's amazing, but he did not look great. I mean, when everyone's shooting low and he shot two over, he couldn't make a putt. Maybe he'll make a run tomorrow. Like, not a run to win at all, but just like make the cut at least, maybe. But
maybe.
What else do you have? Like, and then like the whole overblown hype of the live thing. These guys all get along. Besides,
nothing happened.
I feel like no one likes the Shambo and Reed, and no one liked them before they joined the live. So that's all good, right? Everyone else likes each other.
That's the funny thing. All the memes I'm seeing about Reed. It's like Reed against the world. Everybody hates Reed. Like Reed will sue you. Careful.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. The live guys, how they hold.
No news.
It's great to see Brooks up there. I mean, dude, if he's you'd love to see it. So here's
no news. Here's the thing with the live, and I'm the live correspondent.
The live guy. Yeah,
the live is struggling right now. Their ratings are not good at all for their tournament.
CW, TVs. Bro. OC still gets more ratings. No,
right? Yeah, the ratings are not good. But I mean, it's mean about seven other people watching.
Yeah, I know.
Me and six other Saudi guys who are invested.
Okay, so I got the live odds for you right now. I'm having a quick question for you. With the
Tiger plus 5,000?
Three 7-under guys. You're going to take, you got Rahm, Scheffler, and Koepka, or the field?
I am 100% taking the field.
Taking the field. I'm not sure what odds you get, but you don't think one of those guys will win?
I am taking the field. If they say what the weather is going to be like coming up, I am taking the field.
Because it could be a shit show. I'll give you that. And, I mean, yeah, so these guys, the live odds are Rahm at 350. That's no fun. Scheffler, 490. Brooks Koepka, 750. Let's look at some fun ones.
Way better odds than me because I got it right now in front of me. I got Rahm live 275, Scheffler 400, Koepka 650. But I will say this: if you gun to head, I'm not taking Scheffler only because to win it back to back. I mean that's gotta be
only,
damn
only
hard.
Only Tiger's done that, right?
Exactly. Sure, yeah. And I guess Scotty's been on fire. I don't know about winning back to back though. And Brooksy. We know what Brooksy's done come the weekend. He tends to fall apart.
Yeah.
If anything, I can see why Rahm is the favorite.
Of course. Dude, that guy's been the hottest golfer a year. I would say maybe sprinkle a little Cam Young, a little Finau. That's so hard with the weather coming up. But
I do like the Finau. I was about to say Finau. I got him at plus 18.
Little speed. He loves the course. I know he still has those demons hitting him at hole 12, right? Part 3, that works. He should have won two Masters, but I don't know. It should be a hell of a weekend. I wish the weather was good all weekend just to, you know, but I like it's – there might be a Monday finish.
I do like Cam Young, actually. The more I'm just looking at these odds right here, and you're right. I do like Cameron Young. I got him at plus 1,200 right now.
I agree with you. I would take the feel on that, but it is – yeah,
the weather. The weather is what scares me. If this was perfect weather, then yes, I could see a Rahm versus Scheffler going deep, maybe the final pairing on Sunday. But the weather is going to be, I think, the ultimate factor in this.
Of course. And then, you think Tiger will make the cut? I don't know.
I don't think so. I hate to say it.
As a Tiger guy, we're both Tiger guys. I mean, if you can't score low today, the best conditions, I don't see you scoring low tomorrow, a late tee off. But
exactly,
you never know.
He's going to be battling the elements, and I don't think we really, 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 truly know how healthy Tiger is. I think for the past 7-8 years, we've never known how healthy he really truly is.
What about the off the field life? He's still going through. I don't know,
balls to the wall.
What's the latest story? I don't know, man. But yeah. And then
God bless him.
Well, we need to go 1 year, dude. It looks amazing out there.
Get a pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese, $5, $5 beers, green jacket, gold jacket. Who gives a shit?
That's not bad. I guess that's, you know, Georgia prices, though. What'd you pay at the Riv last year for a beer? Like $15?
Jesus, still trying to pay the credit card back on that one. All right, so great first round. It should get interesting. Hello, friends. All right. I mean, and then, hey, they definitely use the sound effects with the birds, right? I was watching today. I was like, there's not that many birds. Right?
They have to.
Did you? I was like, wait. I was like,
and we almost, will know for sure once the weather rolls in. If we're still hearing birds, then we know it. There has to be some producer in the truck somewhere out in the parking lot that's like, shit, wait a minute. Kill the bird sound. People are going to catch on. There's no birds when there's a freaking thunderstorm.
Oh, man. But yeah,
I mean, if this was Iggy, Iggy'd be like, birds are not real. Birds are not real. Exactly. Satellites. Yeah. They're spying on us.
But yeah, so it was all good. Good to see Tiger out there. I mean, the Masters, best weekend of the year for golf. And the whole Liv thing, these guys all like each other except for Patrick Reed and DeChambeau. I mean, right?
And actually, I'm going to say except for Rory, too. Rory is, I think... Rory might look like he's having fun out there with these guys, but Rory, I think, is.
But then next week he'll trash all these guys, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rory, yep. Rory's talking out of both ends of his mouth right now.
Definitely. All right. Well, we'll switch gears to. I mean, a lot of shit to talk about. We miss football. We're football guys, but dude, I love this time of year, especially when your team's both about to make playoffs.
I am fine with this right now.
Yeah, no. Yes.
This is LA at its best.
I say
right
since
now.
We just clinched. Let's start with Kings. I got the hat. You got the jersey. We clinched. That's all that matters. We're in, right? I don't like. Yeah, that's all. We're in. We're in.
Okay, let's talk about the pause. We're in.
We got guys. We're in. I think for the most part we'll be healthy going in. I know Fiala and Velarde are out right now, but as long as, and then who's Mikey Anderson, because your boy McJesus, that was a dirty hit, but since he's the face of the league, they're not going to call it.
Nothing. That's he's not going to get a single call. He's the Tom Brady of like the early 2000s.
Get the flag. So, okay. First of all, those are positive things that we're in. We're in the dance. Hey, you got to, we need better performances against Edmonton, dude. What are we doing here?
Is Edmonton our kryptonite? That's the question. Is Edmonton our kryptonite?
I know. Well, like, okay, we didn't have Fiala and Velarde, what was that, 2 nights ago against them. But, dude, we're getting – dude, we had 4 power play opportunities against them. It's not like they're defense – they're not known for defense. You have to – they're – how are we not scoring? How are we not capitalizing? Kempe, show what do we? The first line, the game that you went to, that one, like sometimes our first line just
they were non-existent.
What are we doing?
Non-existent.
We can't have that happen. We come playoff time. If we play with their first line, will dominate us every game in the playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm. Dreisaitl, that might be the one of the best first lines.
David's MVP. Dreisaitl has how many points? I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're setting records with points. But here's the thing that drives me crazy is that. Just a couple weeks ago, I think we mentioned it on this podcast that the Kings were, I think, like second or third in the entire league on power play conversion.
Yeah, and we're not a bad power play team. I'm just saying, how come we're not good against teams that, I don't know. You know what I mean?
The amount of goals that Edmonton scores, though, is what scares me. I think Edmonton is the one team that I really would not want to face right now in this playoffs. I'd rather take Vegas over Edmonton. I mean, there's a Kings game on right now, and I think they're chasing 3-0 right now without Quick, too, which is crazy. Quick didn't play this game.
Yeah, we thought,
Dude, Edmonton is the team that I really don't want to face, man. Knowing our defensive woes for the past couple of years.
So if we lose tonight, I'm hearing if we lose tonight, we gotta say, hey, Kopi, Doughty, is it worth? We're already in. I think we're locked into either what the 2 or 3 seed, and you play. I mean, we're going to play Edmonton regardless, right? Because with the divisions,
if we lose tonight, there's no way we can win the division.
The division, okay.
We have to win tonight and not in overtime to be able to have a chance at the division.
You're saying we want home. We want home. Home ice against home ice Edmonton. So
against Edmonton,
but then we look at the schedules. They got what fucking San Jose
Sharks twice. Oh, they got Sharks twice, and they got the Avs once.
And we got Avs once, which Avs are still trying to win the division. Ducks and
Canucks.
I don't know. I mean, what it's a kind of good conversation. Like, what do you think, McKellen's saying? Like, if we lose tonight, say, should we just save our guys? We're already dealing with Fiala and Velarde and Mike Anderson injuries. We can't afford to lose guys just for home ice, and when it's sometimes it doesn't really matter in NHL.
I actually like what you're thinking, because I was gonna say, let's go for that number 2 seed. Mm-hmm. But you know what, I think Edmonton's lines are just so good no matter where they play. They've already shown them they can beat us on our home ice already just recently.
Yeah.
I think maybe rest guys, get guys healthy. Don't put some of our aging superstars out there like Kopi, like Doughty. I just don't like it, dude. I just don't like how we're gonna go in because
if we are resting these guys, we're gonna go into the freaking playoffs on a 4-game losing streak. I don't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't know, like tonight, the goalie. Like, I like the Corpusalo, I like Copley, but like Copley was bad the other night, and then Corpusalo is like, who's gonna be our guy starting game one in the playoffs? So
it's a good question. I think it's still gotta don't be Copley, know, right? I would lean Copley.
But I would say Corpusalo because he has playoff experience. I know only 8 games, but I don't know, man.
I think a lot can happen still in these last 3 games. True. And I mean, in terms of how we play it, we have a lot of different options. We can take it easy. We can rest these guys. I don't think we care about Anaheim. We don't care about Vancouver. There's nothing left to play for against them.
Mm-hmm. They might be already for Cancun, so maybe they won't even care. Like,
exactly. Let's see if Edmonton screws it up.
That's true. Yeah, I mean,
let's see if Edmonton screws it up.
I know we say
have the Avs.
When it comes to Ducks and them, they're trying to root, but like, dude, they're not. If they beat us, so what? We're still in the playoffs. You guys are still going to fucking Cancun, right? So I guess they got nothing to play for. They might be playing their resting their starters. So We'll see. It could, yeah, like you said.
Well, either way, once playoffs start, because there's about what three games after tonight. There's three games left in the season. After when playoffs starts, Tattoo will be going live. We'll somewhere in downtown Burbank for all the games. We'll round up the hunters. We'll round up all the hunters, whichever ones are still in town. We'll get them out there.
For sure, man. I can't wait. That's the best. Nothing better than playoff hockey. Nothing better. Last year was travesty, but did we have a ball? We had a ball.
I had a great time. I actually forgot we went to game seven. We took Edmonton to seven.
We took them to game seven last year, right? And I had I have more confidence in this year's team. So if we took them to game seven last year, I don't know, but it's just they're so hot coming in. They got hot. Remember at one point we were like, dude, are they going to make the playoffs? And now, of course they're making playoffs now.
Well, because Seattle rolled over and died.
Yeah, of course.
Although what's crazy is Seattle still has a chance to get in the playoffs. They're still alive. They haven't been mathematically eliminated. They got to win out to try to get a wild card.
All right. I know. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. But no one's beating Boston anyways, right?
I've been saying that all season, but hockey.
Play hockey, stay.
Anything can happen. Playoffs.
All right, so here go Kings go. Let's
get to the other team in the
There's always a lot to talk. There's always a lot to talk about on this. First of all, if you're not betting Clippers every time they play the Lakers,
I'm
not saying I've done it. I'm just saying whoever is betting Clippers every time they play the Lakers, they gotta be up big time.
They gotta be a big.
I mean, 11 straight, dude. I don't even know. I can't even remember the last.
You know what?
I don't know.
I know he's betting Clippers. Drew Reif is betting Clippers. He's a Clipper guy.
I know he's a Clipper guy. I hope so.
Clipper Drew.
He never tells us. He tells us the soccer bets, but he doesn't tell his NBA bets.
He's betting the Clippers. I know he's betting the Clippers.
Okay, so what Gerald was? Here's the thing. Jazz were favored by 12. They have their three starters out. I know it's a back to back, but we take them, they get us all the way to OT and then a flight's delayed. And then, of course, and the Clippers had 3 days off before that. Sometimes scheduling is not fair, but
don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it either. It's like, you beat the Jazz. The whole plan was to beat the Jazz without their three starters, rest AD and LeBron in the fourth quarter. Instead, we're going to OT against these assholes without their starters. And then we'll play the Clippers last night. Of course, Westbrook revenge game. You saw him. It was finally hitting threes all of a sudden.
We called that. We did say the minute he plays us.
And then Kawhi. I mean, Clippers. Damn, one second. They look good. But I mean, the Clippers are cursed. But it's not about the Clippers at this point. It's about us. Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying with the Lakers. I'm actually not worried at all. I am not worried at all. I know, I understand we have Phoenix and we have Utah left. Both of those are at home. I'm actually not worried about the Lakers. We just talked about the Kings. I'm more worried about the Kings right now, even though they already have it locked up and they're secured in playoffs. But I'm more worried about the Kings in the first round than I am the Lakers right now. I think the Lakers, I actually feel more confident at this point knowing that against the two teams we have left, a Durant-led Suns and a Utah team that we just beat in overtime, I still think we are not going to be playing in a play-in game. I still think that sixth seed is extremely viable.
So the scenario is if we go 2-0, Warriors split, we get the sixth seed, right? That's that's what it comes down to. Suns are locked four seed, right?
So are they locked yet?
I think they're locked four seed. Well, the last I heard. So and that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I know we have the tiebreaker over the Warriors.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if Warriors,
you're right. The Suns are locked.
So Suns are locked to four. So if we go 2-0, Warriors split, we'll be locked in a six seed. We don't have to deal with this bullshit playing game, right? And Warriors could easily lose. I think they're playing. I think Kings still need it for seeding, so they could easily lose. I mean, they're 9-30 on the road.
They got Kings and Portland, I believe.
Oh, they're going to beat Portland. We know that, but I think the Kings game, you never know. I mean, here's the thing: six seed. We want to play the Queens, right?
I'm telling you, I think we're going to get the sixth seed. This is the most confident I've been all season. I know there's been pundits on TV, some of the talking heads saying, oh, the Lakers, Gerald's calling championship already. Gerald's already getting his ring size.
Yes. Gerald's really fired up last night. Dude, he was fired up on a, Okay, but it's.
I think the Lakers are gonna be fine. And here's my take on this. Okay, on this. Yeah. I'm gonna give a real.
I'm gonna give you a counter. Yeah, you're thinking they're fine. I have a little. I don't agree.
Well, first, I want to mention LeBron's issue right here. I don't want to hear anything about this scheduling bullshit back-to-back games. I do not want to hear it. LeBron, you just had over 2.5 weeks off. You, of all people, should be the most rested person on that court, ready to be able to play a back-to-back.
And that was one of the worst half of basketballs I've seen this guy play in his whole career. That was terrible. I know he's old, and but like, yeah, he's been rested, but... It's not, let's go back to what you're saying. Besides the LeBron thing,
I think we're going to be completely fine. Even if we lose to the Suns, I still think we beat Utah. And I think there are some games of the teams ahead of us that, I mean, right now it's in Golden State's hands. I know we're tied with the Pelicans. I'm not worried about the Pelicans at all. Worst case scenario, if we do not get six seed, I'm telling you, we waltz right out of the play-in and into the full playoffs.
And like we said,
I'm not worried at all.
I know we're saying we're scared of the Suns, besides all that, the only thing is that, like, what AD said the other night is that the last, like, month or so, every game's been a playoff game. Because what did we say? Must win. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm saying is that we've been using too much energy going in. How much energy do they have in the tank left when it comes to playoffs? That's all. I mean, we got AD and LeBron here. LeBron's old and AD gets hurt. That's the only thing I'm scared of, you know? I know we got the guys, we got the roster, but how much left are they going to have in the tank when they – dude, we're going to have four consistent seven-game series, which should be – you know that first series would be five-game. We always talked about that. Ridiculous.
Money. Yeah. It's money.
I know money. That's the only thing that I'm worried about. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
You look at the top three seeds right now in the West. You got Denver, Memphis, and the Sacramento Queens.
Who are you scared of? None.
That is my question.
We're only scared.
Who are you worried about in there?
We're scared. None of them. I mean, Jokic is good, but they've been. When's the last time does he have one of these? No.
The Lakers can beat any one of those.
And
three
Suns,
teams
the roster's
in a seven
nice.
Game series.
The roster's nice, but dude, Durant just joined that team. And how many games did they play together? Like fucking 10 games. I know they're off. I mean, Booker and Durant, they can get it done, but they still defensively, and you don't ever know, right?
I can't believe I'm about to say this because I usually typically don't always. Side or agree with Gerald when he's sober, but I'm about to agree with Gerald when he's usually had one too many Remy's in him. I might be sipping the Remy Gerald Kool-Aid right now that the Lakers, if they get in, they can win a seven game series against any single one of these teams. The Lakers could go very, very, very deep. Granted, they can stay healthy.
And to stay out there, that's always a concern. I agree. I'm just a little nervous of how much energy they've spent on just getting in because it took a lot for us to get to this where we're at now. And then I know we hate on Pelinka the last couple of years and all that, but can we give props to him for making that trade?
These moves.
Hey, he saved these his moves. Ass, man. He saved his ass, dude, because, I mean, it's a huge move to get Westbrook out of here and, dude, Vanderbilt dog. And
that's the thing, though. When I look at both these teams that share the house that Kobe built, one has been on fire all season long, and I'm worried about right now as they enter the playoffs, and that's the Kings. The other one has been kind of dog shit for most of the year, and now is getting hot at the right time. About the Lakers. I'm not worried about the Lakers at all. The Kings are what scared me right now.
Yeah, and only at this point, like we know you said we're scared in the West, but shit, the only team that we should be scared in the West we don't want to see is Clippers because obviously we can't beat them.
At that point, yeah.
11-game losing streak.
Then what's Drew going to do? He's not going to want to come on this pod anytime soon.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's coming down the wire, dude. I mean, there's going to be definitely playoff games for Kings and Lakers. But so you're confident. I'm confident for sure. But energy-wise, I just don't know how they'll be. But squad-wise, definitely. And we're not scared of anyone in the West, right?
Hey,
no way.
It could
no
be
way.
Worse. You know what?
This could this be worse. We were 2-11. Go back to our original thoughts. Right? Well, it could be worse.
Way worse. Those rumors of the Kyrie trade could have happened. That's how it could have been worse.
That's true. There you go. You're right.
You want to talk about a grenade dropped in the locker room? That's how this could have been way worse.
You're right. And you know, it's a great plus before we close that. Did you buy that Matt Ryan jersey? Because if we lock in that fucking six seed, it's because of him. It's because of him. Because that shot. So everyone should think.
You're right.
Because the tiebreaker
back in game two, game three of the season.
Matty Ice, dude, love that guy. If we win it this, he gets fucking two rings and he gets a finals MVP.
And he gets 5-star for my Uber Eats delivery.
Tip though, or just 5 stars?
I'll tip him.
All right, so where do we go? We went from the, where do we start, dude? To picking the golf, to the Masters, to the ice, to the freaking
to court, the court, to the diamond, court,
to the diamond. I mean, so to many. We're going to be talking Dodgers all year. There's so many 162 games. Let's talk about little pros. What you've seen so far? I mean,
positives.
Positives. Hayward, that's amazing. And any productive at bats you get from him, he already has 2 homers. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because we didn't expect – defensively, we'll probably get that from him, but offensively, we don't know, right?
All right, we're 1 week in right now. Yes, you're absolutely correct. We're 1 week in right now. What is your high? What is your low so far that you've seen in 7 days?
I would say starting pitching and Jason Hayward, baby. What about you? Pros. Oh, yeah, give me your pros.
Pros? I will say the starting pitching is makes me feel a little bit better than what I thought coming into this season so far. If Thor, I know his fastball is not the same as it was 10 years ago, but I mean, if he can hold his own and win us some games, we'll be okay. The other positive I'm going to go with is the bottom half of our lineup.
Yes.
The bottom half of our lineup, the guys that I actually didn't have too much faith in, the Rojas, the Outman, the Peralta, the Vargas, these guys that have been consistently in the bottom half of our lineup, they're not doing terrible. They're doing okay.
I know that was a 2-game series against the Rockies at home. Always helps the stats, right? You know what I mean? No, it was fine. No, they're doing amazing.
I mean, we still have some major hole. I think Rojas is still a liability at shortstop. Got some
major hole, yes, of course. And we'll see how he does on the at the plate.
And I'm going to say this.
Almond's amazing. But let's talk about the two guys that we talked about before the season. Chris Taylor and Muncy. I mean, I know it's only been a week, but Muncy, I mean, we need you out there to feel.
I was about to go into Muncy.
Okay, so it's either you got to give us one, because the fielding looks like shit right now. And then, you got to give us at least be good at one, right? Right?
So I'm going to say this. This is the first time we're talking Dodgers in season, and I think this is going to be a long year of you hearing about this on the pod. Last year, I'm not going to hide it, I was all over Bellinger until we got rid of his ass. And I'm still fine with that. We got rid of
him. Yeah. Did you see that stat that they said we're paying? So Hayward and Cubs are paying Hayward and Bellinger $38 million, and we're paying Outman and Hayward $2 million.
Is that what I said? Oh, God. If that's accurate,
I know it's only 7 games, but hey, I'll still take it every day of the week.
Take Outman.
Bellinger's like 1-for-12.
Exactly. But where I'm going with this is this year, Muncy, you are now you have now inherited that dunce hat from Bellinger. No, I'm going to be all over Muncy. I don't care how good of a guy he is. When you're batting, what is he batting right now? Somebody tell me what he's batting. I'm getting 150 right here. I'm getting chirped 150. He's batting 150. Last year, he batted 198 on the season. When's the last time he has been above 200? It's not going to cut it, dude. It is not going to cut it. We have major, major, major issues on the left side of the infield right now. When he's at third base
usually we count on him for fielding, but he's been making dumbass plays at third too. This is where we miss Turner a little bit, right? We're missing Turner.
I mean, I'm always going to miss JT. No matter what.
Both Turners. We're missing. But at the end of the day, 4-2, so early.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Dude, and the Padres just showed you. The Padres can choke this shit away very quickly.
But look how Bogarts, Jesus, that guy's,
Which I was wrong about that one. I will admit I was wrong about that one, because when Bogarts went there, I said, what? You paid how much?
Ew, we both said it. What do we do? That's too much money. I know, but it's only been a week. He could totally... so many games, but we'll recap Dodgers every week, of course, as we always do. But I mean, those are pros. Guys are stepping up. Starting pitching looks good. if we
once they figured out. I'll tell you the biggest pro right now. Biggest pro is what I said, who I think could be the MVP of the team. Willie Smoke style behind the plate.
Yes, or behind the plate, and I'm just as far as his hitting. I know, dude. I know
he's raking.
Exactly, and then I got mentioned on the pod I was listening to, Dodger Pod. Eventually, if he's going to be this good a hitter, I'm not saying this year, and I heard we got some good catcher prospects. Do we eventually put Will the third? No, or Will the third?
Oh, the third. Okay.
And they're gonna, I mean, because we don't want to. Do you know how catchers do? They're like, I don't know. Well, this is down the road, but. I
don't know about third. I mean, trust me, anything to get Muncy off the field and out of the batting lineup, I will take. Let's not forget
that Freddie has played third. No longer a Muncy guy.
Nope. Bellinger, you know what, Muncy? You don't have to think for this. You have to thank Bellinger for this, because now that Bellinger's gone, all my focus is on you, Muncy.
What do you think of Taylor? You haven't given up on Taylor. I know
he's given up on Taylor. No. I haven't given up on Taylor yet.
Okay. He said two dingers or one?
Taylor has one. Okay. Three RBIs. Hey,
Trace, you think Trace will stick? I know he's not going to hit three homers every night, but you love what you see from it, or is that just out of the blue?
Broken clocks, right, two times a day. I mean, I think that's out of the blue. We can't expect that. He might not hit another home run this whole entire rest of the season. You know what I mean? I mean, he probably will, but he's not going to have a multi-home run again the rest of his career.
Yep. Pressure's on San Diego.
Absolutely.
Pressure is completely
on San Diego.
Let us sneak in or whatever. Dude, you don't think we got guys? We still got, at the end of the day, we still got a great manager. I know we hate on Roberts. We still got great pitching. We'll get Gonsolin back. We'll get Pepio back. You know what I mean? Well, who else is still hurt in the back of the bullpen? So we can take out Bickford.
Early.
Yeah, it's so early. I know. It's good. We're just saying pros and cons. Pros is that,
dude, I mean, guys come are on. Stepping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't know how early it is?
I know.
It's so early that the Phillies are 1-5.
Like, I know.
And Tampa Bay is undefeated.
Which actually, Tampa Bay is scary, but so early. Doesn't matter. All right. At the end, no. So early for Dodgers to even think about that right now. The main thing is the Kings and Lakers, right?
That's where our focus is for the next 2 weeks, I think.
And
Dodgers, we got plenty of time.
Dodgers, plenty of time. Kings and Lakers, playoff. Well, for sure, they're going to be playoff games. But Lakers, we just want to have an actual series and not play a fucking playing game. And then Kings, I mean, get ready. I mean, there's going to be a lot of tattoo live.
I'm just hoping that somehow their playoff games coincide, like on a Saturday.
Yes.
And we just round up the boys, and we just have a
there's nothing better, right? Oh man,
we'll be out there,
and then hopefully Tiger makes the cut. So you're taking the field against the three guys that are 7-under.
I'm taking the field.
Don't blame me.
Taking the field. I mean, you might as well ride me right now, because I gave you UConn.
Yes.
So now I'm telling you, take the field.
Congrats to Paul. We posted it too, but he took UConn. No one else did. Everyone else's Final Four was fucked. All of us were, but at least Paul had one left and the winner.
That's all I needed. You only needed one.
Hey, we do got to hit on Paul. He doesn't even sprinkle any money on you. That's ridiculous.
I don't want to talk about it. Plus 2,500.
That's ridiculous. You know what,
because we were a pod of the people, I did not accept the prize.
You did not accept second place. Second place. He said he doesn't even know what Amazon is, so we switched it to Yard House for Rick Blatts.
Yeah.
He just wants to night out with the boys. I don't blame him. So we're
his
gonna
flip phone. His flip phone doesn't have an Amazon app for him to purchase stuff.
I think he just wants to night out with the boys at Yard. Can't blame him, right?
Well, he's got to take us. He has to take us.
He'll
we have
drive.
To be there.
We'll be there. We'll pay for his round. His
and it's got to be a king. It's got to be a Kings playoff game.
There you go. There you go, man. All right. Well, let's go.
All right, we're going to have a lot to talk about the next few weeks, people.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And, you know, we'll probably have to start bringing in – follow us on the gram. We're probably going to bring in some live tattoo. We'll let you know where we're posted up at. And we're going to have to give some action at the urinal in some of these games.
We have to.
We're going to be laying some action on these action at the urinal games. So get on it.
Let's go. All right. We're out.